All right, 3, 2, 1, and we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the T-Hatch Podcast, where we have open and in-depth conversations about the things that you and I care about. Today on the T-Hatch Podcast, I'm going to be talking about one of the, yet again, very disappointing moves made by Democratic leadership, which yet again shows progressives that they are not allies, but rather enemies to the DNC. So what am I talking about here? Recently, the DNC dropped a provision from their party platform that would have ended tax breaks and subsidies to fossil fuel companies, saying it was an error to be included in the first place. Interesting to me, seeing as this provision was actually championed by both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris out on the campaign trail. It's something both of them have promised and endorsed themselves. So to think that it's a error to have it in the party flat platform, that's, in my opinion, completely false. You can't have both candidates that are on your ticket promise something, and then when it's included in the party platform, something that they promised, that's an error? No, what was an error was having them say it in the first place, because they were always going to take it out. Because, as I've explained in previous episodes, Joe Biden is funded by the fossil fuel industry. So it's no surprise that this is coming out of the party platform. This is just, in my opinion, the first of many moves that are going to be made by Democratic leadership to gut their administration of any progressive influence in an attempt to water it back down to the neoliberal corporatists whose primary issue is how to best serve Wall Street. That's really what this administration is going to do. That's what we're going to see their policies continue to trend towards, is less about any of the major issues that progressives care about and have been campaigning on for an entire year. Well, really 5 years, if you want to consider that this movement has grown out of what was Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign in 2016. So for the past 5 years, progressives have been fighting on these issues, making ground, and at this point, we're at a point where on a lot of these progressive issues, if you actually poll the American people on their opinion on these particular issues, healthcare, for example, legalization of cannabis, you find that the majority of Americans are on the progressive side of these issues. So it has been working as far as actual people. Who it's not working with are people who are paid to not care about actual people, aka Democrats, Republicans, corporate politicians, as we know them in the United States. So it's not a surprise to me to see this come out, seeing as the Biden campaign, as I've worded it in the past, has been sticking their middle finger in the face of progressives the entire way. So this should not be much of a surprise from that standpoint. But what may be most frustrating about it is that this is just the party platform. That's all that we're talking about here. For those who don't know, the party platform has no mechanisms in place for holding party leaders accountable to the platform. So even if you put something on the platform, you're not actually held to doing it anyway, apart from looking a little silly, which I don't see why you wouldn't put off your moment of looking silly, your bad headlines, until after the election. No, we got to make sure we get them before the election so that people are less likely to vote for us. Okay. So there's no mechanisms to actually hold people accountable to this platform, meaning that this platform is empty and meaningless anyway. It doesn't mean anything. They don't have to be held to it. So the fact that the DNC still feels the need to once again show progressives that they have no interest in working together is mind-boggling. Again, why are you doing this before the general election? Was it that important to send the message that we're not going to do anything on climate change, even something as simple as getting rid of tax breaks and subsidies, which, as we know, is not actual action toward green energy? All that is stopping direct support from our government of fossil fuels, something that both Biden and Harris promised to do on the campaign. And yet they can't even lie about it until election day. So I guess if we want to see this as the DNC being honest and telling us, hey, yeah, that thing that we promised, we're actually not going to do that because, you know, these guys pay us to not do that kind of stuff. So we're just not going to do it. I guess if we can see this as Democratic leadership being honest with us before Election Day, then okay, let's take that. But this should be yet another wake-up call for all progressives that need to realize that corporate Democrats will never respect you. They will never work with you. They despise you. They want your movement to die. They despise the issues that you care about. They despise your point of view on those issues. They despise you if you identify as a progressive and want to actually fight for things that would help the average everyday American people at the cost of billionaires and corporations. AKA the people who I've pointed out over multiple episodes of this podcast are paying for the Biden campaign, the Harris campaign, the Pelosi campaign. All of these corporate Democrats are paid by the people who benefit from what they do. And us, the American people who are supposed to go vote for them, the person that you're supposedly trying to earn our vote, we get nothing. We never get anything. That is the state in this country. I'm not even talking about the Republican Party at this point because they're so far gone and they have been for decades. People already know Republicans aren't going to do anything for them. They're going to get into office and give another gigantic tax break to the 1%. That's what they do. That's what Republican presidents have done for decades. So there's no point in trying to bring that to something that it's not. At the very least, at least they're honest about who they are and what they do, which is that they're going to screw us over at every turn, and they're not shy about it. Democrats, on the other hand, have to continue to pretend that they're the party of the people. So they're going to do all the backdoor dealing that the Republicans do. They're going to vote for the same budgets and the same terrible proposals that screw over the average everyday American, but they still have to maintain this face that they actually care about you. So that's why they always sound two-faced. They're always constantly lying to you because their agenda is completely different than what they have to pretend that their agenda is. That's the crux of the problem there. So I want it to be very clear to progressives what is going on here, which is that corporate Democrats under no circumstances are going to help you or anyone that you put your support with in accomplishing any of the goals that you have set out to do. That is not what corporate Democrats want to do. It's incredibly obvious at this point, and anyone who does not recognize that is just lying to themselves here. Don't help a party that won't help you. Stop helping Democrats get into office when they're just going to sell you out anyway. This is an all-out civil war for control of the Democratic Party, and to act as if it is anything else and pretend that there's some kind of unity, pretend that these sides should be working together is just a false notion, in my opinion. I think we really need to embrace that corporate Democrats are just Republicans pretending to not be Republican. As soon as we can recognize that, start saying it with our chest to every single corporate Democrat that we come across. I mean, for goodness sakes, AOC should be telling Nancy Pelosi to her face that you are a liar. You are not on my side. We are enemies. Bernie Sanders should be telling Joe Biden to his face, you know what? You used to be my friend, but if you really want to throw the American people under the bus over and over and over again, well, guess what? We're not friends anymore. But that's not what these progressive leaders have done. What these progressive leaders have done is bend the knee in an attempt to get some nominal changes that Democratic leadership has clearly shown us they have no interest in giving even the slightest nominal win to progressives. So at this point, the Democratic Party offers nothing for a progressive. So moving forward, what can we do? What are some things that we can channel our energy towards that may someday kind of maybe give us a payout? One thing we can do is vote for Howie Hawkins and the Green Party in the presidential election this year, because if you are able to get to a 5% threshold, you can actually get a funding match with the major parties, and that is a huge step toward building a true, genuine third party that would give Americans another option and help us get away from this terrible situation in which we're in, where we get to choose the lesser of two evils that literally everybody knows are evil. Let's stop picking between the two devils that we know and pick somebody who's not a devil. It's pretty damn simple, yet we can't figure that out in the United States of America. Yet we've got a system that is so corrupt that at every step of the way, we, the American people, the democracy, the people who give this government its power, get screwed over and over and over again. Let's not stand for it any longer. Let's do something about it. Let's let them know that this is unacceptable and we will not be subjugated anymore. Let's be heard. With that all out the way, I appreciate you tuning into the episode. As always, if you enjoy the show and want to help it grow, the absolute best way to do so is to simply share this with your friends. So go ahead and leave a like, subscribe, comment. You guys know what to do. It's 2020. So with all that out the way, I'm going to let you get back to the rest of your day. Peace.